Thank you for joining our podcast. We hope that this message will both teach and encourage you. Here's today's message.
I've had this on my mind for a long time, and I'm finally getting to talk about it. Side note, this morning when we were praying, I don't know if you guys know, but from 6 to 7 we have prayer, and something came up in my mind, and I think I've got my new or another sermon for you guys. And it's found in the book of Exodus, I believe it is. Just two words. When, I was going to say Noah, but it was Moses. When Moses was astonished by the burning bush, he said, "Who are you?" He said, "I am. I am." So don't be surprised if you don't hear that again. And it doesn't have to be a long sermon, does it? Because those two words can stand on their own. You guys know that if I don't preach or talk about fire services, then I don't know anything else, right? So today we're going to continue our continuing education in fire services. But I think this is a pretty good one to relate to us as individuals. When I was going through this, I thought, you know, some of this doesn't apply to most of the people in here. Some of it may apply. And in others, it applies mostly all of it to you. But we all know people that each one of these will apply to. And I had to stop, and I've been preaching myself and thinking, okay, what am I? Am I a one, a five, a four, a three, you know? And I really had to do some self-examination. And I'm hoping that that will cause you to think as well. Again, when I was going over this thing, I've failed the PowerPoint teaching school. I guess I was asleep the day they said there needs to be an introduction and there needs to be a conclusion. Because I didn't put an introduction in this and I did not put a conclusion in it. So don't tell Pastor Doug. Hopefully he won't hear this. Okay, we can record now. I should have said that right off the beginning, shouldn't I? 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 19 through 20 says, "Do you not know that your bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit?" We all know that, right? "Who is in you, whom you have received from God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies." I've heard all kinds of messages preached just on that right there, you know, being temples of the Holy Spirit and taking care of the temples and such as that. And boy, they can throw some conviction out there with some of that stuff, can't they? But we're not going to go there today. Yes, but we're not going there today. 1 Samuel 16 and 7 says, "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.'" Ooh, that's another one that could be preached pretty good too. "The Lord does not," this is the point, "the Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." Our temples come in all kinds of shapes, forms, and sizes. Some are tall, some are short, some are wide, some are narrow. Some have hair, some don't. I think everybody in here has hair today. Great. And the list could go on. And that's kind of cool because we can be unique in our own self, you know. But there are some things that I think are pretty firm and fest, or stand fest. In the fire services, we classify buildings in five classes. There's the type one, which is the fire resistive, and we'll go over this too. So there's the type two that's non-combustible. There's the type 3 that's ordinary, type 4 is heavy timber, and type 5 is wood framed. And I always talk to my guys, and we go into a building, and I'll ask them, "What type of building is this?" And they'll look around, and, you know, most of the time, now that I've asked them every time we go somewhere, they look for the right points, and they'll tell me what type it is. And then I'll say, "Why?" You know, it's one thing to know what it is, but it's the other thing to know why. So why do we classify buildings in five categories or five types? I narrowed this huge definition down to just a little bit. It says they are typed by their integrity and resistance to the effects of extreme fire behavior. When buildings are built, they're not built with the fire in mind. They're built to withstand the normal loads. I would assume that up north they would build buildings that would be able to stand heavy snow loads. You wouldn't find that so much down here in the southern part of America. But they don't build them based on fires, what's anticipated as fires. They also don't build them on their load packaging. It says accelerated fire load package and growth rates. And what that means is if something above it collapses, it's not meant to sustain the weight of everything above it. So when it gets that overload, it's going to want to fail as well. And then sustained fire suppression. And in sustained fire suppression, they're talking more about the water, how much water we put on these things. When I was new in the fire services, you know, they used to preach to us as drivers, know how much water you've put inside that building. So that if you're putting water on a second or a third floor, then you know you've put a whole lot or a little bit of water, and all that water is going to accumulate weight, and then it eventually will fall through. You know, it was funny because when I was new, they would say, you need to know how much water you're flowing in an hour. I'm like, I can't even tell you how much water I'm flowing in a minute. You know, I just turn the pump up to 150 and let her go. If they want more, they'll tell me they want more. If they want less, they'll tell me to turn it down some. But, you know, these fire engineer guys, they want to know all that mess. But those are the characteristics and things that classify buildings for the fire services. So let's take a closer look at those types. The type one is a fire resistance. All structural members are made of protected. That's a key term there. Protected non-combustible materials. We all know what non-combustible is, right? Something that just readily won't burn, right? Wood is combustible. Steel is not. Concrete is not. These buildings are designed to keep the fire load or keep a fire to the area of origin, not spread it outside that particular compartment. Examples of type one are the buildings there that are made of all concrete. They also have the sprayed-on insulation, and that's what gives it that protection. When you're doing this, you don't think about the sprinkler system being the protector. You're thinking about the building component itself being protected. So it's either steel reinforced concrete, it's all concrete, or it's all metal with the sprayed on insulation. That's what makes it a type one. A type two, which is very close related to it, is a non-combustible. The structural members are made of non-combustible materials, right? But the roof and structural members like that aren't protected. These buildings are probably the most dangerous that we will encounter. The roofs will fail with heat. Expect an early collapse. Examples of that, I want to see if you guys know. Can you tell what this picture right here is? Look down there at the bottom. Oh, y'all can't see that far. I'm sorry. I'm right here. It's a Walmart store. If you go to your Walmart, doesn't matter if you go to this Walmart, that Walmart, whichever Walmart you go to, you look up, you're going to see that ceiling. And what that is, it's a non-combustible material, right? Steel doesn't burn, but it's not protected. So you can't count the sprinkler system, but it's non-protected steel. And then if you look at that other side over there, look at those walls. Those are what we call tilt walls. It's just all concrete, and they will make them there on site, and then when they're done and ready, they'll lift them up. But the steel is what's important. The steel is still unprotected steel, right? So that's what makes it a type two. It's a big difference. One of the deadliest things that we can encounter is like a Jack in the Box or a McDonald's, 7-Elevens, because those buildings are a type two construction. They'll have wood or concrete blocks that are made up around it, and then they put that exposed steel on top of it. And because of its square footage size, it doesn't require a sprinkler. Okay, so they get a good firing going in there, and steel or metals will expand, and eventually they'll start sagging. And then what's on top of all that stuff? All their air conditioning units, their ventilation system. So when that stuff starts to sag and give way, it just collapses, and it's pretty quick. So those are the type of buildings that we just don't want to play with. And what we do in that situation is they call it freezing. You take your hose stream and you straight stream the ceiling and try to cool it off as quick as you can to give you some sort of time to go in there and do something. Now, if it's a McDonald's that's on fire and it's a good enough fire and I know what's going to happen, the McDonald's is going to have to be rebuilt when we're done. Amen? I digress. Top three is our ordinary construction. Here we go. It's constructed of non-combustible. Okay. Like, I got me a pointer now. I got that laser. Type three is ordinary construction. It's constructed of non-combustible material walls, just like the other one was, type two. The only difference is that the roof and structural members are made of a combustible material, wood, right? An example of that, this is more of a modern type of type three because you have the non-combustible walls, just like we had on that other one. This is the tilt wall construction, but it has wood up on top. Ordinarily, when they considered it ordinary construction, if you can think about your old town squares, right, where you had building, right? And they would all be connected to one another, but they had brick between each two, but in the middle of each one was wood floors and a wood roof. So they would just burn. If you see pictures of old town centers that have burnt, you'll see building, vacant spot, building. And that one in the middle there had burnt. But the modern type of ordinary construction just simply is what it is, non-combustible walls and combustible ceilings. A top four is heavy timber. Heavy timbers are beautiful. They utilize large dimensional lumber as structural members. They hold up well. You know, we're talking, you see these things right here, that really isn't the wood. That's just a facade over the metal. But if you can imagine that that's one big piece of wood, that thick, that wide, right? Very strong. It'll hold up real well in fire. But once it gets to burning, it gets burning hot. And once it gets to burning, it's hard to put out. And eventually it will collapse. That's a type four, heavy timber. There's an example of a type four on the inside. Think about the old churches that used to do this, right? But you'll see these places that just have that really large dimensional lumber that provides the support for the building. And then we come to the type five. Type five is the most common. Type five is all structural members are made of combustible materials. And depending on how they're built, they will fail early, but predictable. Types, an example of a type five. There you go. That's what a type five house looks like, right? You take away all the brick, take away all the pretty stuff, and that's what you're left with, just a bunch of sticks. And when this stuff gets to burning, it's just like a huge campfire, right? You think about a little campfire, it's like this big with a couple of logs in it. You know, sometimes that gets pretty warm. Imagine something like that getting going. And because of the construction and the modern type of construction, they may fail really quick or they may take a while to burn. Your older homes that are built better with nails that go all the way through everything, they will last a little bit longer. Modern construction use what they call gusset plates, where they'll take two pieces of wood and then they'll staple usually a galvanized aluminum or metal brackets to it, right? So what happens when that stuff fails? It falls. Everything falls, right? It's like a house of cards in a sense. So let's look at this next slide. What type of construction would you think that is? That is actually a house in South Lake. It's off of Shady Oaks Lane. We've been there on a fire alarm. It's huge. And it goes back at least half again the other direction. It's a huge home. But that, as pretty as that is, and as expensive as that is, and when you look at it, it looks like the castle, right? This looks like this is a building right here, right? And its core is just a basic type 5 construction. You take away all those stones, and then what you got is a bunch of lumber like we saw in that other picture. So it's a type 5 house. But what they do is they'll build the frame, and then they put that rock on the face of it. So when the back end burns, that stuff falls away. So you have to worry about that as well. But really, as cool as it looks, as big as it looks, and as heavy as it looks, it's just a Type 5 construction. So let's get into the points, right? Cindy's here, so we got to get serious. Point one. What type of temple are you? Are we Type 5 Christians, or do we know Type 5 Christians? They look pretty on the outside, didn't they? But when it comes to the battles, when it comes to the hot spots in their life, it comes to the hard points in their life, their effectiveness to fight the enemy is minimal. You put enough flame even on any type of wood, it's going to burn to a certain degree, right? You put enough of it, it starts growing. And what makes these guys a little bit different than, say, the Type 1s and 2s is the wood in them contributes to their downfall. So not only are they ineffective in fighting it, but what they have in them causes them to just accelerate even quicker. And once enough pressure is applied, they will fail. So the question on the Type 5 people, do we have anything that's in us that can contribute to our downfall? And do we have a temple that's built that if it gets to going, do we have anything in it that's going to stop it? Short of a sprinkler system in that type of home we just looked at, that house is just going to burn to the ground as quick as it can burn. So Type 5 Christians are the kind of Christians or the kind of people that on the outside they look really good, but there is absolutely no substantiation to the inside of them. What's inside of them is just a bunch of sticks, and those sticks will contribute to their downfall. All right, what about this next type? You guys are going to figure this out, aren't you? Go ahead. That's a pretty place right there, ain't it? I could probably live there. Huh? That's my summer home. Yeah. We'll be there next week. No, that's really not, because next week we'll be on a Type 2 all steel. That's a pretty place, though, isn't it? And when I was thinking about what is a Type 4 Christian, these are Christians that, again, can look pretty. You can go ahead to that next slide. They look pretty on the outside. They're built strong. It takes a lot to tear down a Type 5 house. It takes a long time for these things to burn. But when they're not maintained properly, they begin to digress. They begin to rot. And not just rot, but things accumulate. There was a place in Prattville called Pratt Warehouse or Pratt Mill. In Prattville, and they back in the day they processed cotton. So over time, you can imagine all the dust that accumulated in parts of this building. Then as machinery starts going, now you start getting more oils in the air, and again all this stuff starts accumulating and accumulates. And once it did burn, it burned after I left. Once it did start burning, it burnt. And there's really nothing they could do except for keep it from burning other things around it. So these type of people are the people that look strong. These are the people that, you know, they can handle some stuff. They can handle some trials, and they can handle some tribulations. But if they don't maintain that walk with the Lord, and they don't keep it clean, and they don't take care of it, then things start building up. Little cares of the world start coming in. Things just start creeping in. And as they creep in, now they become combustible. And when they ignite, then they get what's in you going. And again, just like any other wood, it can contribute to your downfall. And when they go hard. So even though they look pretty, they're not always the best built. All right. If you had to guess what kind of Christian this would be, this is that Type 3. Remember I told you how that They're segmented, different buildings. Again, very beautiful buildings, very pretty, very strong when they act together. When they're together and they work together, they're very strong. And you wouldn't expect any of those things to collapse. And I've seen them where the last building on the place goes, and the other buildings are just as strong as if nothing had ever happened to the one that had burnt, especially the one that's in the middle. But top three Christians have solid convictions, but still have places in their hearts and in their lives that will burn. And when they burn just like the type five. They fall in, they collapse. When exposed to troubles, they fail. And again, you may not see it on the outside, and you may feel like, hey, these people are strong people, or I'm a strong person. But I've got these little things in my life that are keeping me in a spot where if something happens and somebody starts burning something, then I'm going to collapse. That next slide shows a picture of what it looks like. This is just kind of it's really hard to find a picture of a collapsed type two or three. But what happens is you see that both sides of this place are still strong, but the one in the middle is gutted out. And I thought this is kind of like just the shell of a person when their insides has been burned up, has been beat up, when the worries, the world, the enemy has destroyed them. They still may have an outside, but on the inside, they're dead as everything. And they build those buildings so that, and this is another cool thing, is they build those buildings so that when that one has its problems and it collapses, it will not pull down the others. So you can go back in and rebuild right there in that same spot. So it's not that a type 3 is unfixable. A type 3 is actually fixable. And saying that, type 4 and 5 type Christians usually crumble and go to the ground and are irreparable. You just usually have to take and bulldoze it off and build a new temple there, right? But type 3s are types that they will fall, but they can be built back up. What type of building is this? Ooh, it's a good one here. What would you say? Four, one, two. Do we have any threes? No threes, because we just talked about threes, right? You really don't know what this building is, do you? I wouldn't know what this building is if I pulled up to it and had just what I see right here. It looks like a strong building. It looks like a type one construction, doesn't it? Looks like a tilt wall. Looks like it's pretty safe. That's why it's important in the fire services that we get out there and see these things as they're being built. Because if we don't see them as they're being built, a lot of times we'll miss stuff. Now, we have different clues that tell us, you know, that buildings that are built over a certain height have to be a type 1 construction. But you can still have a type 1 construction at this size here. So if you don't get out there and look, or if you don't poke your head up in the ceiling and see what's above it, you don't know what this is. And in the church, we could have all kinds of people like this running around. They're strong Christians. That's the kind of person that I want to go to. But when we poke our heads up above the ceiling, we see steel that's unprotected. Now, that doesn't mean that they're any less stronger. They're still strong Christians. And they may be able to withstand more fire. They may be able to stand more troubles than other people, but they will fail. When enough is applied to them, when enough fire below or weight from above, they will fail. This is a type 2 construction. Solid Christians. They look good on the outside, but they're weak on the inside. Now, the cool thing is they don't have anything that's going to contribute to them. You may be walking around. I've lived for a long time. I'm a type 2 Christian, you know. When I reexamine, look, I'm a type 2. I don't have anything in my life that's bad, you know. I go to church all the time, living for the Lord. But as soon as something happens, what do I do? Do I cut and run? Do I fail? That's a hard one right there. And then we come to the type one. And this is what I believe most everybody in here, if not everybody in here, is. Type one construction. That's a type 1 construction. That's actually a building there in South Lake as well, and that's a tilt wall construction. And if you didn't know it when you watched it being built, go to that next slide too, because it shows you another picture of what a type 1 construction is. Remember I said protected. These are the type of buildings where they're just all concrete. So what they do is they build a concrete wall, then they come in and pour concrete for the floor above them, right? Then they build up and pour more concrete, then they build up, pour more concrete. So everything is protected in the concrete. So these are the type of buildings that are the strongest. And when I was trying to relate this to us as Christians, these are the type of Christians that are built with a strong foundation. They're built with good stuff. But the one difference between these and the other four is that they have the Holy Spirit. We can be type twos all day long and be strong and be able to handle most everything that's thrown at us. Day in, day out, we're good. But when the trials come, when the hard times come, we're pretty apt to fail. But you take your type one Christians, they're strong. And now, instead of just worrying about a sprinkler system putting it out, now they have the Holy Spirit that is this insulation to them. And when the troubles come, now we have an extra barrier of protection against the enemy. We have the Holy Spirit within us. Think about the World Trade Center. World Trade Center was a Type 1 construction. It was built to last probably forever, if you can build anything to last forever. And as I told you, they don't build these buildings to withstand fire. They built those buildings to withstand wind, right? That's probably the biggest thing they had to withstand was the wind. But they weren't built. And, you know, even in the, was it the Empire State Building? When it was it a B-29? It was a B-something that flew into it. That was way before my time. And they were scared about high-rises then. But the building didn't fall down. But what happened in the World Trade Center is when that airplane flew into that building, first off, it knocked off the protection. And once that protection, once the protection of the Holy Spirit was gone, now it's just exposed steel. They didn't build these buildings to withstand the high temperatures of jet fuel. So just like we said with combustible, non-combustible stuff, it gets hot enough, it's either going to collapse or it's going to fail. It's going to bend. And so it started bending. And then they don't build these things to support everything above it, except for the exterior skeleton. So when things started to fail, they just began to pancake. And that's why you see pictures of that thing just boom, 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 boom. And you can hear it in the videos. You can hear it boom, boom, boom. So as strong as it was, the enemy still destroyed it. I say that as a warning to us as Christians. Just because we have a right relationship with the Lord, just because we have the Holy Spirit within us, we have to keep that Holy Spirit. We have to keep that relationship maintained with the Lord, or we're making ourselves susceptible to the enemy coming in and blindsiding us, knocking off our insulation, and burning us in places that we don't need to be burned. Matthew 7, 24 through 27. Anyone who listens to my teachings and follows it is wise. I think that's pretty important right there. Anyone who listens to my teaching, okay, and what? Follows my direction. It's one thing to just listen. It's one thing to read. It's another thing to read it and do what it says do. It's like a person who built his house on a solid rock. Though the rains come and the torrents and the floodwaters rise, the winds beat against that house, it won't collapse because it is built on bedrock. But anyone who hears my teachings and does not obey it is foolish, like a man who builds his house on the sand. When the rains and floods come and the winds beat against that house, it will collapse with a mighty crash. So my question to you, in conclusion, since I don't have a concluding slide, sorry, is what type of building are you? What type of temple are you? We all got the same facade, you know, we all got skin on us. We all have basic design, some tall, some small. But what's on the inside is really what counts, because that's what God looks at. Do we have a relationship with the Lord that is built out of stuff that won't destroy us inside of us? Do we have the protection of the Holy Spirit? Do you have little things in your life that, you know what, if it comes, that's going to burn. And when it burns, what's in me is going to contribute to my downfall. You know, the enemy knows what our faults are. He knows which buttons to push. You know, and in the firehouse, if we know what button to push, we push that button continually. And the enemy will do the same thing. Because he knows, he wants to see what kind of building are you. Because when you look at those, some of those buildings in and of themselves, you can't really tell. But you push far enough, you push hard enough, you'll see little things. Is he going to come and push you and find some sprayed-on insulation of the Holy Spirit? Well, I guess I better just go on away, because what he's bringing, he ain't going to handle. Or I'm not going to be able to break him down. Or is he going to poke his fingers through that exterior wall of those nice, pretty bricks? Oh, I see. This is what gets you. And then he'll put that little temptation in your heart. And then the next thing you know, that little thing that goes on in your head begins to snowball, because you've got that in you, and you allow that to just burn within you. And next thing you know, you're consumed with fire and you will collapse. So what type of building are you? What type of temple are you? Amen? All right.